This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are live at State Farm Arena, guys. It is Dukes and Bell. We talked a lot yesterday, and we're getting ready for the NCAA tournament. March Madness is here, and a guy that knows it well is Jerry Palm from CBS Sports. He joins us right now to talk with us about the tournament. And, Jerry, it's good to have you on the show. I've heard so many people over the last 24 hours talk about why Duke won't win it. I want you to tell me why you think they will get to the Final Four and win it.
Because they have the best talent, the best coach, and a once-in-a-generation kind of athlete and player in Zion Williamson. Certainly, you know, as you've probably heard, they have their flaws and there are things that could keep them down. They're not invincible. They should not, I don't know, they're an overwhelming favorite, I guess, because everybody's all wrapped up in Zion Williamson. And while I appreciate that, they can be had. This isn't like the undefeated Kentucky team of a couple years ago, who really nobody had beaten. This team has been beaten, and they've been beaten at full strength, and they can be had. But I think in the end, the talent wins out. You know, it's going to be hard to knock these guys out because largely Zion Williamson, but not just Zion Williamson, because I think you could reasonably argue the second player in college basketball is on this team as well, and R.J. Barrett. And that's a lot for anybody to overcome.
I guess the one drawback for Duke would be perimeter jump shooting. But again, as you said, they got so much athleticism. They got Coach K. But we've never seen them play UNC. We were blown away by that as Jerry Palm joins us from CBS Sports. Could we see the Tobacco Road championship game, Carolina-Duke?
You could. They did play each other at full strength in the semifinals of the conference tournament, a one-point game. And, you know, really kind of a classic game. A fantastic back-and-forth battle. We could see that again. I actually picked Kentucky to the Final Four out of North Carolina's region, but Carolina's more than capable.
We are talking with Jerry Palm, guys, CBS Sports. Jerry, when you look at who has the easiest path, I keep looking at Virginia. Would you agree with that to the Final Four?
Gosh, I got to be honest. I don't think any of them are all that easy. You know, Virginia, Kansas State, I don't think is at full strength. It looks like Dean Wade is not ready to go. And they may not be long in this tournament if he can't go. They could end up in a Sweet 16 game with Wisconsin, who, you know, didn't just play Virginia style of basketball. They basically invented it at the high major level anyway, with Dick Bennett, Tony's dad, brought what Virginia's doing to Wisconsin 20-some years ago, and Wisconsin still plays that way. So they're not going to be thrown by anything Virginia does. They do it themselves. They do it with lesser players, although they do have an All-American in Ethan Happ. And then, you know, they get to Tennessee, and Tennessee's basically a one seed playing as a two. They would have been a one had they beaten Auburn for the SEC title. The committee was going to make a one seed out of them. So that's an outstanding team as well. I don't really think it's all that easy for anybody, though.
CBS Sports bracketologist is Jerry Palm with us here, talking about what we're going to see in March Madness starting on Thursday, guys. Well, again, the play-in games, but we're old school, Jerry. What about where Gonzaga is? Could Syracuse, if they handle their business against Baylor, give them trouble in that 2-3? Is this the year the Zags finally put it together?
Well, they put it together a couple years ago. They got all the way to the championship game, lost to North Carolina, and they could get there again. It's an outstanding team. You know, we haven't talked about them much the last few months because they've been playing West Coast Conference schools and just dominating that league up until the championship game of their conference tournament when they were upset by St. Mary's. But, you know, that's the only team to beat Duke at full strength all year. So that's a really good team. I picked them for the Final Four as well. I don't think Syracuse is good enough to knock them out. I mean, their defense is, you know, problematic for people, but I think the talent difference is too big, and that it's not really for Syracuse. In fact, who knows if Syracuse will even get by Baylor.
Right.
Those are pretty similar teams. But Florida State might be interesting. You know, with their athleticism, their depth, they play, 10 or 11 guys, and that are all interchangeable. That Florida State might give them trouble. Certainly Michigan, I think, can give them trouble. But I like Gonzaga to come out of there.
Jerry, let's talk about some of these Cinderellas. Everybody's in love with Belmont or Murray State. Talk to me about one of the Cinderellas that you're looking at that really you think can advance, even maybe New Mexico State.
Yeah, actually, I like all three of those. I have Belmont in the Sweet 16. They got to win, obviously, tonight just to get a shot at it. But that draw for the Belmont Temple winner is pretty good. You got a Maryland team that kind of limped toward the end of the season. They got a stud in Bruno Fernando, but they turn the ball over a lot. That's not usually a good thing in the NCAA tournament. And then you got an LSU team maybe the next round that is dealing with a lot of distractions right now. And, you know, who knows how their head's going to be in this thing. But Murray State with John Morant playing a Marquette team that has really limped home, lost five of their last six, including their last four in the regular season. It'll be a rare day where Marquette takes the floor and Marcus Howard isn't the best player on the floor, but that'll be John Morant of Murray State. And then I like New Mexico State, too. I mean, they're playing Auburn, the SEC tournament winner, and obviously, you know, that's a pretty good team, and one that was, I think, ranked 11th in the preseason polls and didn't really play like it until the very end of the season. So I might be an idiot for picking New Mexico State. But that pick is more about New Mexico State than Auburn. That's a team that went into Kansas earlier this year when Kansas was still Kansas and lost by 3 points, took them all the way to the wire. So, you know, I think that that's a team that can beat somebody.
It is CBS Sports. Jerry Palm with us here talking about March Madness. All right, we do have a 14-3. Last time Georgia State was there, they knocked off a Baylor team. What about Georgia State against a really good Houston team?
Yeah, boy, Houston is fantastic. I was at that Georgia State-Baylor game. That was a lot of fun. Ron Harper on his cart or stool, falling off his stool.
Right.
Houston is, I think, an undervalued team probably by a lot of people because they play in the American Conference and, you know, you're not paying that much attention. But, man, Kelvin Sampson's done a great job getting that program to this level. And, 29-3, that's a lot of wins. This is a team that really knows how to do it. I don't much like Georgia State's chances this year. In fact, Houston could be a surprise in that region.
Jerry, when you talk about maybe a Michigan or Michigan State, you know, everybody, I was watching the Big Ten, and I don't want to say Michigan State got disrespected by not getting a number one. I get it. I agree with what the committee did ultimately. But, you know, are we underestimating those two teams in Michigan and Michigan State?
Well, I think you'd underestimate them at your peril because those are really good teams. And you know, Michigan proves that, you know, year in and year out, play at or above their seed in the NCAA tournament. Well, above this year, make them a Final Four team again. You know, and Michigan State, an elite-level program, dealt with some injuries and stuff this year. The reason they're not a one seed is because they couldn't beat Indiana or Illinois. You know, and that, you know, those are the two losses to Indiana and the one to Illinois are the three worst losses that anybody on line one and two has, I guess with the possible exception of Michigan's loss to Penn State. And, you know, that's why they're a two, but they're a dangerous two. Cassius Winston is one of the best point guards, if not the best point guard in the country. And they know how to play. They know how to play in the NCAA tournament, and they'll get physical with you. And I don't know if that'll work against Duke or not if they get there, but I think that would be an interesting matchup and one of the rare games when Coach Krzyzewski is not significantly better than his counterpart.
Yeah, and I always talk about coaching in this tournament, and I'd like for you to address it. It's Jerry Palm, guys, joining us from CBS Sports, talking about the NCAA tournament, how important it is. Do you buy into that whole experience and, you know, whether it's Coach K or any of these veteran coaches who've been there and done that and how much that plays into this tournament?
Well, I think it's really more of a players' tournament, to be honest. Not that coaching means nothing, because it clearly does, but, you know, Coach K and Coach Izzo, both great coaches, and, you know, Calipari, they've all been upset in the early rounds of this tournament before. It's not like, you know, you can just pencil them in for the Final Four every year. That they get beat too, and they get upset at times. So, you know, nobody's perfect, but I think the coaching comes more into play once you get a little bit deeper in the tournament and you're playing teams that are more your peers. And but I think, you know, really, if you look at the teams that make the Final Four every year, just about every team has got a first-round NBA guy on that roster. So talent ultimately matters more than coaching, I think, in this tournament.
And in the case of Tennessee, as Jerry Palm joins from CBS Sports talking March Madness, Tennessee kind of trending the wrong way as they get humiliated by Auburn, and Rick Barnes does have a track record. On the other side of the number two seed, some feel Michigan State kind of got jobbed in how they were placed in the Eastern region.
So while that last bit is bull, you know, it's, and really, it's unbecoming of Michigan State to whine. You're an elite program. Go play your games. And I'll, like I said, beat Indiana or beat Illinois, and we're having a different conversation about you. Tennessee, I don't know that they're really going the wrong way. I mean, they got drilled by Auburn, but I think that was a letdown game after the energy spent beating Kentucky and the hype around that game. I just think that Auburn caught Tennessee at the right time. And, of course, Auburn beat them at home to end the regular season as well. And, you know, that's not really a bad loss either for Tennessee. It's, you know, Bruce Pearl's got a little bit extra for them anyway. So I'm not too worried about Tennessee. I picked them to the Final Four. I think that that's a team that's not just talented, but, you know, they're old and talented, and or at least relatively old, and that's not something you often see for a team that's highly ranked.
Last thing for you, Jerry, a guy like you that loves the tournament, how do you take it in? Where do you watch it?
Well, I will watch the first weekend from Columbus, Ohio, because I'm going to go to those games. I'll watch the second weekend, probably with my kids at home, and then go to the Final Four.
Sounds good. Well, we get it next year, man. We're looking forward to it. 2020 and Final Four is here in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz, so we're excited about that, excited about what this tournament holds. Jerry, thank you so much for jumping on with us.
All right, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.